The American consumer is taking on more debt. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Despite all the warnings of recession, consumers have been propping up this economy with their spending. Economists expect we will spend more this holiday season than last. But it turns out consumers are also getting into more debt. That is according to a new report out from the New York Federal Reserve. Marketplace's Nova Sappho's here with more on that. Good morning, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
You know, what stuck out to me in this report was that the third quarter of this year saw the biggest increase in credit card debt in a few decades. Can you tell us more about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a 15% increase in credit card balances in the third quarter of this year. That's compared to the third quarter of last year. It's an annual increase. But, you know, the levels of debt are not so high as to cause concern, not yet anyway. And the report from the New York Fed also can't distinguish between revolving balances, people owing money on their credit card accounts month after month, or balances that are being paid in full before interest rates kick in. So yes, credit card balances are up, but the Fed says it's due to higher prices and sustained consumer demand.
Mm. But other types of debt also increased, right? Like auto loans, mortgages?
Yes, they did. And for much of the same reason. I mean, homes are more expensive, even if fewer people are buying them. So are vehicles. And what the Fed is watching is delinquencies. So far, they are up, but only a bit. And they've been historically low in the last 2 years. So the question is, are delinquencies returning to normal levels now, or are they going to head much higher? We don't know yet. And that'll be an important indicator down the road, Sabri.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down less than a tenth of a percent. S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ futures are all also down about a tenth of a percent, with the Dow future down 13 points. Starting in 2024, Apple is going to start getting some chips for its devices from Arizona, from a factory that's still being built there, and later from Europe, pivoting away from Asia. This is all according to reporting from Bloomberg. 60% of the world's computer chips currently come out of Taiwan. Apple shares are down 0.2% in pre-market trading. How do you start a business when you don't have anything to use as collateral? In most cases, you can't. A bank won't lend you the money. But one Mississippi-based nonprofit, Higher Purpose, is trying to change that for Black business owners in the Mississippi Delta. The organization provides assistance to over 500 businesses by being an advocate and capital matchmaker. This is to promote Black business ownership and economic justice. We'll take today's Economic Pulse with the organization's founder and CEO, Tim Lampkin. He spoke with my colleague, David Brancaccio.
You may have attended these things. I once attended a Small Business Association training on how to be an entrepreneur. And the guy on the stage looks at all of us and yells, "Where are you going to get your startup money? And don't say your parents." I mean, startup money is hard. And what? In your experience, it's harder for some groups of people.
Absolutely. When we look at the work that we're doing, particularly here in Mississippi with Black-owned businesses, we know that when it comes to access to capital, there are so many different barriers. And so we've been working very hard over the last 6 years to break down some of those barriers.
How do you get the money to do this? It's about, in part, matchmaking, right?
So we consider ourselves a capital matchmaker. We have what I describe a buffet of capital options where we're able to really meet the entrepreneur where they are. So we have grants, we have zero interest loans through our Kiva partner, as well as low interest loans through community development financial institutions. We are able to raise grant funds that we are able to re-grant out to businesses, and then as well as leveraging the capital that the different financial institutions have to really match that with the entrepreneur.
Underlying all of this is that a traditional source of capital, borrowing from a bank, there may be structural problems in that system, right? I mean, in your view, banks still use criteria that unfairly discriminate against would-be buyers who are people of color?
We've seen in the last 2.5 years, particularly since the pandemic hit, several financial institutions have been more creative in terms of their lending criteria. And then that started to really creep back into the kind of traditional criteria. However, that collateral piece has been really a barrier for a lot of Black-owned businesses. So we've actually raised our own loan guarantee pool that we use as a way to stand in the place for collateral. So we are seeing some progress in many financial institutions and how they're working with entrepreneurs to create new products. But there's still a lot of work to do in this space as we continue to really use capital access as a way to open up business ownership for so many, particularly here in Mississippi, as it relates to Black business owners.
I have a brain drain question, Mr. Lamkin. You're from Mississippi, I understand, and you probably had options, but you chose to serve your home state and not move to where the big money is?
I think what oftentimes has happened is that, particularly when we look at millennials, when we look at the different opportunities in larger cities and things like that, it definitely can be more lucrative as it relates to money and finance and all those materialistic things. And at the same time, is it really making you fulfilled as a person? And so I get the opportunity to do amazing work. I get paid to do that work and as well see the direct impact in my community. And it's really also about leaving a legacy.
Tim Lamkin, founder and CEO of Higher Purpose, based in Mississippi, a nonprofit there. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, David.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.